is much less than an Isra. So according to the Rif and the Rambam, vis-a-vis and all, so there is only one criteria, whether it's a Nekev that has a Chisor, or a Nekev that has no Chisor. So we have to determine as to whether the series of Nikobim, whether Dilum Chisor, Nehme Chisor, add up to the Rif Chalakoni. How do we determine that? By cutting out that portion of tissue that has many Nikobim, and then and we put it on the mouth of the corner of the roof, and then we observe as to whether the Nikobim together with the solid space between one Nekev and another, whether they add up to Rif Chalal HaKone or not. That's the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam. V'im Nechzero, so Rambam says, V'im Nechzero HaKakeh HaShemim Yeshemim. So it's very strange that the Mechaber doesn't even discuss that question. He should discuss it. He doesn't even discuss it. The Rambam discuss it. V'im Nechzero HaKakeh HaShemim V'im Nechzero HaKakeh HaShemim Yeshemim V'im Shari K'Mikuvo K'Nam. So, I mean, as far as this query is concerned, how is it Chabad doesn't discuss the deen of Nekev Sheyesh B'Chisor and Rof? The answer is because Chabad in Siv Dalet says, "Vei v'nikav kinapo, chite chamokim amnukov kinapo, sinar b'chol ha'akone, v'nikav kinapo, v'nikav kinapo, v'nikav kinapo." So, Mimele, he means that the same criteria applies to Nekev Sheyesh B'Chisor, even though the Kovim like in an apple deals with the Kovim Shem B'Chisorim, but since he doesn't say anything, he doesn't mention any other criterion regarding the B'Chisorim, so the implication is that he means that. And that's what the Ramo, and this is how the Ramo understood, and that's why the Ramo first mentioned the Shittas of Rif and Rambam, because that's really the Shittas of Mechab. V'im Nechzero HaKakeh HaShemim, Yei Shemim V'im Sha'arim Kmoi B'im Kuba Kinam. There is only one criterion. We can't apply the other criterion, because the other criterion would be too large a shiur for an off, because a nisa would be larger than the whole circumference of the halal akoni of the off. Right. V'yeshemri, but the rosh is chayim, and Rashi shite, and the rosh says that Rashi shite is also like that. But it is the rosh who says that. The rosh says v'yeshemri the misharim. הגודל לפי גודלי והכותל לפי קוטלי ותהיה לך שיעור שהוא לבי מוקיס. Now, this doesn't tell us anything. In other words, it has to be according to the ratio that Elisa, in the behavior we have two criteria, right? We have one criterion we have is Reim Heker HaKone, and the other criterion is the Isa. So in other words, the ratio, we have to consider the ratio that an Isa bears to the, in other words, the ratio that the circumference of an Isa bears to the circumference of the halal konabe. So let's say, if the ratio between the circumference of the Nisa and the circumference of the Halal Kona Abeimo is one-third, so then it will mean that Ba'if also, in other words, in Nechzer, Gagere Shaleif, if there is Nekev with Chisor, in the Gagere Shaleif, so he, assuming that the ratio between the Nisa and the circumference of the Kone Abheimo is one-third, let's say it's one-fourth. So then, in other words, we could imagine if the Chisore, the size of that Nekev that has a Chisore, is one-fourth of the size of the Kone Abheimo. That's the Shita of Rashi Rosh. V'yeshemrim v'nisharim ha'kotel v'fikotlei v'akotel v'fikotlei v'v'eirech. According to the ratio, Hashiru Shuru Ibeimo Kizi, the ratio. Yei Shemri, Shem Nifrisok Moidales, now that's Rashi's Pshat, Nifrisok Moidales. Shem Nifrisok Moidales, Shalu Nita La Pras, El Tomo Veime, Vizokov Shom Kidales, Al Pio Arubo, Kim Shadeles Eisim Anekev, Sorry, she had has got the hill, Kinishin Koneis, Vieti Beisa behind the Yisam Riz. Because if the Pras is exactly an Isa, so then it will not go through. You can't, let's say, if you have here a naked of a quarter, you will not be able to push through freely a quarter through that naked. Unless you tear it, you'll widen the naked here the baby. In order to push through freely with comfort, a quarter, so the naked in the paper has to be more than a quarter. This is what he's saying. That's Rashi's picture. Now then Sivod mentions the Rambam Pshat, even though either one or the other is the Pshat and the Gemara, I mean, the Gemara could not have meant both, but since a certain thing is mentioned according to one Rishi, and another thing is mentioned in the Gemara according to another Rishi, so the Mechaber, many times he does it. So in Paschus both did it. But actually it's on the basis of Sofik, because the Gemara could not have meant both Pshatim, the Gemara meant one or the other, either what Rashi says, it meant, or what the Rambam says. But we suffix, so in other words, we have to be matri in any one of these two cases. Why? Yei sheim lim sheim nik vo nekev in furish b'shin suffix, avo b'shin nekev b'shin konez b'yisa l'orbe, da'ay niku b'yisa asur. Niz di kokulo l'orko, avo b'shin l'chosam menu plum asur. V'im nisha, ממנו כלשהו, למעלה או למטו, במוקים הרואו ולשחית הקשירו, מפני שכל מה שהצבו נמשך, הסדק היצג המהלך, אם כך עוד יכול. So it will cure by itself. In other words, we see that a naked width-wise is more damaging than a naked length-wise. נקבו למטו מכם שחיתו, במשהו טריל. Why? Because we matam and kim shchita nikadere says indeed nidin kereya the Gemara says nidin kereya, so nikum sarei is b'mashu mocha kadere she nipsiko yuchosa ben yudua in nase mechayi ve yucha lichtweiz she machmas ha-shchita nase she shochat b'shnei mikemez. In other words, sometimes it could be that machmas, it could be nipsiko machmas ha-shchita. So in other words, so why should we be chayshish that he became what happened? He saw after the shchita, he looked at the gargaris, at the windpipe of the behemoth, and he saw that in one circumference, so it was severed berube. I mean, did he expect that it should be severed berube? Then he wouldn't have shechted. In order to shecht it, he must. He can shecht it in any position, in any circle around the Gagaras. But, so why should he be chaychish? Maybe it was because the Gagaras Michai. After all, he was shechted in the Heimah. What does shechted in the Heimah mean? That he has to cut the rope of the Gagaras, the rope of the nation. So naturally you'll find in one position, one ring, one circle of the Gagaras is seven. Who pay you completely? So that is no way to say, on the contrary, if he will not find a second, then to be arrived that the Shechita was not Kedi. So, in other words, so the Ramo is explaining, I mean, how is there a problem? Motsu Gagera Shem Yusiko, Oy Chose, Ben Yedua, Imnase Mechai. So in connection with Motsu Gagera Shem Yusiko, so how could there be doubt as to whether it's Mechai or Hashrita? It should be assumed that it's La Hashrita. So the answer is, the Ruyuch HaLisleish Shemachmas HaShchit HaNas Sheshochad Mishnu Mekeinis. In other words, the Aloch is, we learn with HaShchit that even if you shecht it like this, now it's all torn out, it's all recovered. Can even be gracious here. So the Aloch, we learn with HaShchit that not only if you shecht it in one place, but suppose you shecht one third here and then one third here. So together it will be wrong. So it's also a good shechita. So in other words, if he knows that he was shechet b'shnei mekeinis, he was shechet one third here and then one third here. So together it's wrong, so it's a good shechita. But as far as this shechita is concerned, he should find in one ring cut. So then when he looks after the shechita, he looks at the gargaris, he finds it's cut perube, it's severed perube, and that couldn't have been the result of the shechita, because he knows, he alerted himself to the fact that he was Sheikhid, Mishnah became less. So he should find in each single place only a third of the circle of the circumference of the Gargeres cut, not two-thirds. And then he finds in a different place, he finds cut. So then there is a possibility that the theft of the Shechiteh. So a cut occurred by itself, especially in such a case where he made cuts in different places. So then, as a result of moving and throwing the behemoth, so by itself there might be a certain cut. So that's the shaila. So points coming more machri of the rain. In him shall shame, that's a copper. You baba so. ומדמין אלו מחולי אלו חולי אלו מבר חולי ובר חולי אבל אלו מחולי אלו בר חולי אלו מבר חולי אלו חולי ויונו אין המתקים בפיקים ויש להטחיל בכל עניין וכל דימים אלו בנקובה וחיסורים בגרגרס הם דווקא כשידוע שהם מחבס חיים אבל נעשה מחבס קייץ או עם מחב או ידידום ובקינום בפיקס הוישת תחיל ובכל עניין וחיישים על שם עמיקה בוישת ולגור המיילו הוי העצב והחמלוך והמדם כמו שנסבויה, לילו סמלמדים הקונה בסייפה משנכנס תחס החוזה נספץ לו, so that's the Roshon of Rashi and all the Rishon mentioned and this is the basis for the Asoge of all the doctors who wrote about the medicine in the Talmud but it, as Dor HaShulchan says Mispatzil does not have to mean Mamish branch out Mispatzil might mean that it's in that area, it's very close. Umishom Yiporid Vohoyo Mishlei Shorosha. Mishlei Shorosha. Positive branches. We know Yetzi Meiden, the Hashkis is a gun, whom Shom Yiporid Vohoyola Bo Rosh. Now there is a certain difficulty because Chidekel is mentioned and Fros is mentioned. Now we know what Chidekel is, Digras and Fros is Euphrates, and it's so it doesn't conform to the Mitzias, to the geographic realities of today. So that's no difficulty because as a matter of fact, some Rishonim even discuss that. So some Rishonim say that the Mabul wrote a geographical change in the whole, wrote a geographical change in the structure of the earth, the Mabul. Because we see from the Torah that the Mabul wrote a change even in the organic life of your animal life. The Torah says after the marble, so the Torah says אוהד כל ימי אורד זרע וקוציה וקיר וחיל וקיץ וחיר ויבו לילה יש בייסו It's mashma, it appears from this passage that the climate on the earth, I mean the comparative climate on the continents of the earth, I mean, so let's say near the equator it's one climate, let's say in the Eretz Yisrael you have rain only, let's say certain months, and then let's say, and the same thing is true, let's say in Los Angeles, California, I mean, so you have a certain climate, so that climate dates back to the marble. I mean, but prior to the marble, the physical structure of the earth was different. So mainly it's no kashi as to the non-conformity, the geographical non-conformity to the posit, to the description here in Bereshis. Because here the Torah tells us how it was at the beginning of creation. And today it's already after the marble. So in other words, that's why there is no exact conformity. But I saw in one Miforesh, I don't remember whom I saw, and he said that that when the Torah says, "Vino yetzim eidel hashkis es agon umishom yipoet," it doesn't mean that it's mamish, it branches out. So he mentions certain psukim, Tanakh, I don't remember, that the term yipoet can be used in respect to something that is close to another, even if it doesn't branch out. So the term yipoet. So certainly, I mean, when Rashi says mispatzel and yipoet, it does not necessarily mean that it branches out. It means that it's in that vicinity. So we can use that expression. הכל בסייבים שנכנס תחס החוזה מספצל ולשום מפויד והוא יום שלי שרושי הוא אחד מיטר לראי ואחד מקובית ואחד לראי ושמושתו מקובוס וממש. So now there is a מחלוקת השני, because there is one shita that vis-a-vis the corner of the kovit, the vina keiva, so it's not ממש, but the mechaber paskens that all the three tools, so it's מקובוס וממש. מי הוא בקונה עלי שהוא שומן שירי בן ארוגים שורי אלוהי וכאילו ליז במקומים קטנים דקים והיינה ובסייה ולמיקרה מקובים וקושי. Alright, now actually I thought that I would be able to start men, but I suppose that you'll probably be impatient, so we won't start it, but tomorrow we should be ready on the tool and the Shulchan Aruch, Mem, Memalev. As a matter of fact, part of Memalev and Memalev is covered already. And all of Memalev, but all right, we'll go over it again. So you should be ready. And Mem, and Memalev, and Memalev, and Memalev. I mean, Memalev and Memalev, we actually covered already. And we should try to go over Memalev also. So it's not difficult. Also, the tool and the machada. Now I just want to tell you, there is a certain difficulty in the tool, in Sinemel. And Dr. Bowden, I mean, I'm not criticizing him, but he says a lot of nonsense in Sinemel Lamedgim. If you do look in Dr. Bowden's book, the translation, but just ignore, I mean, what he says. He says there is a certain difficulty in the Torah in Siman Mem. The Torah in Siman Mem says, "Halei v'yishlo yimu chalolim, echad kotel b'emtza, v'echad kotel b'minei, v'echad kotel b'smei." Echad kotel b'smei, of course, I mean, in Mem and in Memos and in Minov, so there are four chambers, two ventricles and two aorts. Now the Rambam says that there are two chambers. So apparently the Rambam says that there are two chambers, two halakim. And the Gemara doesn't mention how many halakim. The Gemara speaks of Chol Godel and Chol Kotel. We learned that before. So the Chol Godel has reference to the ventricle, and the Chol Kotel has reference to the aorta. But how many, the Gemara doesn't mention anymore. The Rambam mentions that two halakim. Two halakim. So the Rambam is not, the Rambam knew that they were four chambers in a human being, then in a hemo, and in another. In an amphibian, so there are three chambers. But in a hemo and in an off, I mean, after all, that is negea only, hemo and an off, it's not negea. It has no relevance to an amphibian animal. So an amphibian animal, so there are only three chambers. But in a hemo and an off, there are four chambers. Two ventricles and two aorts. So when the Rambam says there are two chambers, two halakim, because why does the Rambam say that? Because the Gemara speaks of Chol Godel and Chol Kotel. So when he says two chambers, he means the Chol Godel, the two ventricles he considers as one, he counts as one, maybe it's better that way, because it's better to say that the right ventricle and the right auricle, so they are together, so he calls one, and the left ventricle and the left auricle, he also calls one. So it's a question of nomenclature, of classification. So when the Rambam says there are two chambers, because he calls the right ventricle and the right auricle as one chamber, and the left ventricle and the left auricle as another chamber. Now the Torah says, "Halev yesh legimu chlom, echad kotel beemtza, veechad kotel minei, veechad kotel mispei." Now, so Dr. Bowden, I mean, I have nothing against him, but he says nonsense. He says that the Rambam was influenced by the medicine of Galen, Hippocrates, and the Torah was influenced by Aristotle. I mean, to say that the Torah was influenced by Aristotle, that's nonsense. Because the Torah, the Rambam read Aristotle and he knew he was evoking Aristotle. But still it's nonsense. But the Torah, I can assure you, that the Rosh and the Torah didn't read Aristotle. I mean, to say that they were influenced by Aristotle is sheer nonsense. But I think that what the Rosh and the Torah, when they say that Halev Gimu Yishlan Gimu Chalolim, I don't have a diagram of the heart, but you have the right ventricle, and you have the right auricle together, and then you have the left ventricle and the left auricle, and the left ventricle. So apparently, the two and the Rosh, they consider the two ventricles as one. They count as one. So, in other words, you see, Halev Yeshua Yimu Chololim, Echot Gotel Be'emtza. So what he means, Be'emtza, he means the two ventricles, they are together, they come together. So he calls them one. And then, at the side of one ventricle, you have an auricle, the right auricle, and the other side, let's say, if you have one ventricle here, and one ventricle here, and then you'll have one auricle here. So that's why he calls it the emtza. It doesn't mean mamish the emtza, because you have the two ventricles here, and then you have an auricle, I mean, and the blood comes from the auricle into the ventricles, and then it goes from the ventricles into the arteries. So you have the two ventricles, so that's called the emtza. And then you have one auricle, the right auricle here, and then you have the left auricle here. So when he says echad kotel beemtza, he means both ventricles together. Ve'echad kotel minei, he means the right auricle. Ve'echad kotel mismeilei, he means the left auricle. I mean, it's very simple. I can't understand why Harav Levin didn't straighten out Dr. Bowden. I mean, it's such a simple thing, but he says a lot of nonsense. So I just want to mention it. I would like to go over Simon Mem and Mem Aleph and Mem Beis and Mem Gim. And maybe we'll be able to go over also Mem Daleth, because most of these sweet sifim we already discussed, even in Simon. So what it means is, even though actually there are four chambers, two ventricles and two auricles, but the two, the Rosh, all those who say Gim Chaloli, so they call the two ventricles, they count as one, the two ventricles. And then that's why they call it Be'emtza. And they count as one. And then the right auricle is two, and the left auricle is three. Now the Rambam, Pirush HaMishnah, says there are two chambers. So apparently he calls the right ventricle and the right auricle, since they come together, so he counts as one, and the left ventricle and the left auricle also as one. All right. Nikav, so Halev Yesh Kum Chalolim Echot Be'emtza, Echot Bimini, Echot Bismail. Nikav Ad Le'echot Me'chalolim, because the Gemara discusses whether it's Chol Godel, that means the ventricle, or Chol Kotn also. So the Maskot of the Gemara is Chol Kotn also. So Nikav Ad Le'echot Me'chalolim, Trein. Va'afil Chilev Hatavshi. Shel Chilev Seisei Manekev Lo'yhaveh Lo yehav estim We have a steam. So in other words, that am all the Rishayim agree. The Lechila is Hatar Fashish, that's the set in which the heart is contained. I think it's called Peritial Pericardium. There's a set in which the heart is contained. So that is not Seisim. Why? Because it's not Seisim Lekim. Why? Because it's not Nihudek, it's in the form of a keva, of a cap. So in other words, so the Mele, it's not Nihudek very well. So the Mele, it's not Seisim. It's not Seisim Lekim. There is a Machlekes Rishayim about the epicardium. So the Mechaber Pasdins, the Chumen Alev Atzmi, that's the epicardium. Chilef Talfish Alev is the parietal pericardium. And the Chumen Alev Atzmi, that is the epicardium. So, and there, there is a Machlekes. But the second which the heart is contained, the parietal pericardium, all Rishayim agree, because that's a Gemara Mefareshes. We learned it, that it's not the same because it's not Mehudek. We have a steam, Utchim. Vimu Igiya HaNeket V'cholo Kshel. Suppose the Neket does not penetrate into the Cholol, into the chamber of the heart, so Kshel. V'medu HaMamurim Shenikvav Machmas Chel. Abo, so then we say, if lo Igiya HaNeket V'cholo Kshel, Abo Indika Bikei Tzuli Machat, Afi Machutz Chel. Because she's really common. In other words, if somebody opens up the behemoth after shchit, and then he finds the machat in the halakuf, it's not sticking in any internal organ. So it's also a treif and misofik. Because since the machat was there in the lifetime of the behemoth in the halakuf, so it's very likely that in the course of the vibrations and the movements, the cause of the vibrations and the movements of the behemoth, so that machat stuck into one of the internal organs, let's say the intestines or the stomach, whatever, and it penetrated through and through. So the melee, if we find the machat b'cholagu, so the sofik we are matri the behemoth, lest it stuck into one of the internal organs, which becomes a trade fair when there is an echo. Alright, so here too, if we know that the Nekev originated in the disease, and we see that this Nekev does not penetrate into the hollow, so then it's Kshevo. But if we find that the Keitz or the Machat is sticking in the membrane of the heart, so even though it does not penetrate into the hole, but we have to be conscious that before it stuck into the membrane of the heart, maybe it stuck and punctured. It punctured one of the internal organs. Abu Nika became the machat from Bachutz Leila from Machat into the hole. They were trained to build a couple of Hashem. We machat Nimzabei. Suppose we find the machat inside the heart. Abu Pishin Nika Bachutz Leila. Even though it's not sticking, but we found it in the hollow, in the chamber of the heart. So it's also trade. Because how did it get into the heart? So we say that it might have gotten into the heart by puncturing the heart. Because yeah, so it's trade. Moshna lochelis, machad in mishtakhe biribin, afal gav viruibi kaftrei. Why? Because how did it get into the heart? So by puncturing. In other words, so that means, so I mean as the Poskim explained, the Halachas Leilas says that it's treife, if it is found in the heart itself, in the heart itself, so then it's treif under all circumstances. If it was found in the simpen of the heart, and the simpen of the heart is presumed to have reference to the aorta, that's called the simpen of the heart. And from the Gemara it appears that it's possible for something to come from the trachea, let's say machat. So in other words, so it's a machat that it's possible for a machat, let's say, to be swallowed, to drop into the trachea, and then since the aorta is close to the trachea, so the male Rashi says mispatzel, but we don't have to say that it ventures out. It's close. So since the aorta is very close to the trachea, so it's possible without puncturing any internal organ that the machat should drop into the windpipe, and then from the windpipe it should drop into the aorta, because the aorta is very close to the trachea, so without puncture. So he says, now if the machat was found in the heart itself, then it's trachea under all circumstances. If it was found in the symphony of the heart, which is the aorta, so then it depends. The hanemile ki mishtakche misimpeine dirlibe ligavoy dirlesle duchte lemeifak vichirei shalitatoy. So it throws it out through the phlegm, through the spittle, through the phlegm as it coughs. The avzuki yisur elav milzi dinavki moosam vinokam duch dachriti atkam. And so it's a very obscure Baruch it is. But Ves Yosef explains it as follows. In other words, that if the needle was found in the heart, it is strafe under all circumstances, regardless whether it is the thick edge is ritatoye, the thick edge, the coupling of the needle happens to be directed ritatoye downward towards the halal aguf, or the thick edge is directed towards the reish of the behemoth. It doesn't make any difference. If the needle was found in the heart itself, it's straight under all circumstances, because then it means that it already punctured. But if the needle was found in the aorta, so then it depends. If the needle was found in the aorta, in the aorta, now, turn to the Ves Yosef, he explained it. He says, "V'zel ishne rajba, v'tir asabayis, v'yichad mishtakcha b'libe, v'yisparish b'gmore, v'al rab b'al aloches kosav, v'umachted mishtakcha b'libe." The first line, the second line, in Ves Yosef, "Av agav v'lilikav treve, v'amim milik mishtakcha b'spune b'libe ligavoy, v'lohis leituchta lemeva, v'chirin shal itatoye, d'cham edos, v'yiku b'noki mitreve, av'l kupel itatoye, v'yolo b'spine rabbe, that's the aorta, talin on dilma b'hadid ishale, est kovs, powder law, so it will spit it out. This chazuke be yisur elav milsi, the nafkim also be nakri duch tachri, that kind of shit. Kachu, hamus chamit is bedir et baruch adil, so it's a sifer rabbin yishtoy sifer, we tzorok lina kushes kach. Ubeyo udvoro, kishe nimtze ismachat besimpen alei, in the water, bifnim, virei shamachat, kila bepni, av al pi, shei nire shun, neke, bileiv trefen, וכיוון שהיא בפנימי הסימפן שאומו כמדוחות ונרחיל מוציס משום ויחודו לצד מטו ודאי ניקבו בכניסוס אבל אם חודו לצד מיילו או in other words, so in the ריש המחת, that means the thick edge of the needle, the thick edge of the needle, the coupe is כלפי פנים is clapipni. So that means that the needle went with the thin point, was headed with the thin point, because the thick edge is the thick edge. Now let's say this is the thin edge and this is the thick edge. So if the thick edge Risha Mahat is Kilapi Pnim, so that means that way it was found in Aorta. So it was falling that way with the thin point, with the thin edge, heading with the thin edge. So then we say it's pray. Why? Because Aval Pishim Nira Shum Nekev Leiv pray for V'chivshiv V'shibivnimi Hasim Tein Shumokim Dochuk V'nichil Lotzis Misham V'chudo Yitzamado V'adai Niko V'chlisasam. So we say that as the needle dropped into the aorta, how did it drop into the aorta? By puncturing the membrane of the aorta, not by falling through the mouth of the aorta. You see the narrow mouth opening of the aorta, because since we see it's directed that way with the thin point of the needle this way, so in all likelihood, how did it drop into the aorta? By puncturing the aorta. So it's straight. So Cooper but suppose the thin point is mitzad milo and the thick edge is downward. So that means it fell this way. It couldn't have punctured because it's too thick to go through the membrane of the aorta with the thick edge. So Memele, we say, Avul Chudot Zad Milo, Kupo Vadai, this is the Kupo, the thick edge. Lo Yochli Konit Bechnim Asimpen. The Asimpen. Elo Bimokim Arochav Me Asimpen. So I suppose that even though that is unusual, that it just happened to push itself through the Mokim Rochei, the relatively wide opening in the aorta, Mokim Arochav Me Asimpen. Because it's too thick to puncture. So it, without puncturing the aorta, so it got into the aorta. So maybe it's not fair. But then there is another question. We see from all these Rishonim, we see it from the Pshat of the Rishonim, that every seal chayz osea, because it is safer in knocking, so maybe it becomes straight right now, and we see it from this Halachas Deilis. The Halachas Deilis discusses another question. Even if the thick edge is downward, and it was dropping, and the needle was dropping, with the thick edge, was heading in the direction of the thick edge, so maybe you say it entered the aorta without puncturing. So it without puncturing, because it couldn't have punctured. Because since it was falling that way, it couldn't have punctured. It's the thick edge could not have punctured. So but then let us say that since it is destined. It is destined to that this thick edge, true, we found the needle inside our water with the thick edge downward. But if the behemoth had not been slaughtered when it was slaughtered, so then it was destined, the needle, why should we say that the needle was destined to puncture, to come out from the aorta and to puncture the aorta. In other words, it will turn itself over. True, we found it this way. So that means that at the moment when the behemoth was nishchat, that was the position of the needle. But if the behemoth had not been nishchat, so then the needle could have turned over and could have gone out of the aorta by puncturing with the thin point. So in any way, we should say that even though the Shinchet managed to slaughter it before the needle had an opportunity to come out of the aorta by puncturing the aorta with the thin edge, but since it was destined to puncture the aorta, so the melee it should be considered trefe even though it did not puncture the aorta. So that would be true. The Aruch HaDibur says if the only way to get rid of the needle would be by the needle puncturing the aorta. But it's very likely that we cannot say that the needle was destined to come out by puncturing the aorta. No, we say that in all likelihood, this needle would have come out by the behemoth coughing. And when the behemoth would cough, so then it would come out through the mouth. This is what Aruch HaDibur says. V'riteime nesreno mishum seseifu likones yeisa v'linkei. And then it will turn over. So it doesn't have to come out, you know, with the thick edge. So it will come out with the thin edge. V'hochem v'chashino. V'talinon. V'ilme kishetishel, when it will cough. Tivli, they say. So, v'chem v'chashino, v'ilme nafkuse v'osso v'nafke tuchtachrite. V'arzuke yisur aloi mazikin. So this is now, let's see the Loshon of the Aruch HaDibur again. Loshon Aruch HaDibur is, Machat em shtakhe b'libe, aval gab b'libe kaptayim, v'anam b'libe kim shtakhe b'isim peine, v'libe v'gavoy, when, in other words, so if it was found in the heart, in the chamber of the heart, so under all circumstances, it's right. Whether it's kupa mele gav, or kupa mele bar, it doesn't make any difference. But if it was found in the simpen of the heart, in the aorta, so then it depends. So if it was found with the thick edge towards with a voye towards the front, that means the thin edge toward the chalalagur, so then it is destined to come out not through the coughing and through the phlegm, but it's, in all likelihood is destined to come out by puncturing, because after all, it was in that position that it was easy for the needle just to come out by puncture. So except by puncturing. So mainly it's prayed for even though it didn't puncture. Since it was destined to come out through puncturing, so even though the Sheikh happened to share the behemoth immediately before the needle had an opportunity to come out by puncturing, so it's also plain. I mean, this is based upon the Shiris of Sheni, that even if there is no necking in the internal organs, but if it's destined to become perforated by itself without any human intervention, just by nature taking its course, it's destined to become perforated, it becomes straight right now. I mean, there's the same concept that is expressed by Tesis. So even though a nekev wasn't formed yet, but since in the long run it is destined to occur, so it becomes trefe. So here too, the chamo the osse the kubim in kibur trefe, avol kubel itatoye. So then we can't say that it's destined, even though the possibility is not excluded, even when kubel itatoye, that somehow it will turn itself over and then it will come out by puncturing through the thin edge. But that's only a mere possibility. It's not destined to be that way, because it's very likely that it will come out through the coughing of the behemoth. So mimele, avul kupel it atoyed lo'ayelo b'spein harabe, talino dilo b'had dishkale as it coughs, palpele, v'azuki yisur lav milzi, nafki mo'osom nakit b'vachin adkan. Anyway, if Allah has realized that he also agrees with that chine, that the behemoth can become trefo without any organic defect taking place before the chitin, as long as there was such a situation that it was destined that an organic defect should take place, so melee it is trefo. now you can ask, now, let's say, if a hero is afflicted with tuberculosis, so in the terminal stage, the final stage of tuberculosis, the woman is completely decayed, and completely perforated, and becomes like poso shorifigir. So, but still, we don't say, it has to be straight off because it's diseased tissue. But if after a shrinking, examining it, we find that the lung is not deteriorated. So it's not like that. But according to all the chain, you say that the zirche, is straight off because it's destined to develop in a kid. So the male here too, the answer is when we find the silk in the lungs, so then it's destined in all probability. But when we find that the hemo was affected with the initial stage of tuberculosis, so we don't say not every tuberculosis is destined, you know, to become. Some people who have tuberculosis, I suppose some cattle who have tuberculosis of the lung, some in melee, the lung deteriorates. But other cases of tuberculosis doesn't deteriorate to such an extent. So in melee, that's the reason is why a behemoth that is affected with tuberculosis in the initial stage is not ready. Adkam. Kne aleiv, gimikaleiv, reyosav imash. Viyu achilev shaldik na'ud. Actually, there are two shayas in the law. As to whether the two machines in the more is in regard to the Knei HaKovet, but not in regard to the Knei HaLeiv. So the Gemara says that Knei HaLeiv didn't claim the Osav Imash. But there is a machlekes, what is the Knei HaLeiv that is the Osav Imash? That's the Osav Imash. So, the Hu Achilev shall be Knei HaRuch, the Arambam Pirish, Knei HaLeiv wa mitzvah kagod l'hayitzim en l'reim. So one pshat in Knei HaLeiv is that it's the Aot. Knei HaLeiv is Mikavei Yosef Limash, v'achir shal bin Knei HaRoch. The Rambam Pirish, Knei HaLeiv wa mitzvah kagod l'hayitzim en l'reim. So the doctors, wrote on the medicine in the Talmud, Navyaski, Pabli, Dr. Bolden, so they all say, except for Dr. Katzenelson, he is another pshat, but he doesn't seem to conform to reality. So they all say that when the Rambam says Knei HaLeiv who are mizrek hagodel hayetzei mimenu l'reyo, so then he has reference to the pulmonary artery. Alright. So one pshat in Knei HaLeiv is that it's the aorta, and the other pshat is that it is the pulmonary artery. Mita HaLeiv bein miyad bein mimachmas cheili. Now, so the Torah says that if the heart was removed, so it is a faith. So in other words, from this Torah we see, that no one knew until later that it's possible for a person to have the heart removed, or even that the heart should be stopped functioning for some time, for a number of hours, and that the patient should be able to survive. After all, this is the basis of all the open heart surgery. So, in the course of the open heart surgery, so the heart doesn't function, and the doctors use a substitute for the heart, a heart and lung machine. But until 30 years ago, so everybody, the greatest scientists and the greatest doctors thought that it's impossible for a person to survive without the heart functioning for 5 minutes, for more than 5 minutes, it's impossible. I remember that years ago, I was a young boy, I mean 15, I had an argument with a certain doctor who studied in Yeshiva, he studied in Yeshiva of Chanon, and then became a doctor, and he thought that just because he became a doctor, so he knows all the secrets of the universe. So he ridiculed, I mean, this didn't the two, because he had smicha from the Yeshiva of Chanon. And he said, I mean, that they didn't know. So I told him, you'll see. I told him, 10 years later, all the doctors will talk about it. I didn't know, but I was sure. 10 years later, you'll see all the doctors will tell you that you were very naive and you thought that it's impossible for a human being to survive for more than 5 minutes, because in those days, when he studied in medical school, you see, he studied in medical school in between 1932 and 1935. So in those days, so he was told by all his professors that if the heart stops functioning, it's impossible for a person to survive, and there is no possibility even of a cure. So the same professor who told him, as a matter of fact, at that time I had, he's well known, the name, I won't mention his name, but the same doctor, so he heard on one hand, so he heard from one professor of his in medical school that it's impossible for a person to survive with the heart not functioning for more than 5 minutes, because they had statistics that the heart did not function for 3 minutes and still the patient was able to be resuscitated. But for more than 5 minutes, it was impossible. And then another professor, and the name of the other professor was Professor Wilson, and he boasted as professor of physiology that he himself will ultimately develop life in the test. I mean, he was sure. That was 1933. Professor Wilson, he was one of the outstanding physiologists in that day, Columbia University. So he boasted. So I told him that Pesi Yami Chodobo, as far as being able to survive with the heart, the natural heart not functioning for more than 5 minutes. I just have a money. Out of Seichel, I cannot even see it, but I just have a money. If the Rishonim mentioned it, so I have a money. But as far as developing life in the test group, so that's such nonsense that anyone who believes is a shame. So he comes with the posik of Pesi Yami Chodobo. And then he met me years later, so he said, you are right, I was wrong. I was impressed. Anyway, so in this tour, so it's mentioned, Nital Halei Bein Yad Bein Machmas Chayli Yisrael. So in other words, now you'll see that Tesis says that. Tesis at the beginning of the Tesis, we went over the Tesis. Tesis says Sikasha. The Mishnah mentions in the first Mishnah all the traits. Why doesn't the Mishnah mention Nital Alei that is like that? Why doesn't the Mishnah mention Nital Alei that is like that? So Tesis says Nital Alei that we raise a medallion. Nital Alei v'orei v'adakin v'yitztrach v'misneh. You call it Kodimu. It's already mentioned. It's mentioned Nikab Alei. So Melech. So Yesh v'chal Masai Moni. So in other words, so Tesis is that one. The Rambam, the Chesed Mishneh. Now the Rambam mentions in Perek Yud Hilchashchidim, he mentions 70, I mean in detail, 70 prayers. It's a question of classification like this one. So it's Yudches, it's classified under 8 categories, and then Yudches categories, Yudches groups, and then, but if you spell it out in detail, each marker, you know, separately, then you get a total of 7. So Rambam has a list of 7. A list of 7. Now, so Perek Yud Mehilches Shchita Halachetes. Halachetes anyway, I mean, before the Prime, you have to go over this Rambam, I mean, Nutsikol Atreides Amnuyes. Perek Yud Mehilches Shchita Halachetes. So he mentions that's an exhaustive list. So the Kesef Mishneh asks the Kashe, how is it that the Rambam doesn't mention? Rambam doesn't mention Nitl Alei. So Tetzvah says that Nitl Alei is also praying. And why doesn't the Mishnah mention it? Because it's a kalachim of logic. If Nitl Alei is praying, so Nitl Alei is certain. But the Rambam doesn't content himself with that list that is mentioned in the Mishnah. And the Rambam gives an exhaustive list. So he should mention Nitl Alei too. So the Mishnah says, so he says, "Ba'avati shadas rabenu shekoleiva shemikaf treifu adin mita lechosar olim tzeyaseh mikol mokim limona b'chaser monitur b'yiserim elu yivodim sheefshel limoteir o lechosar yitich yabehim lo ptzazma avu yivodim sheimilotu yiefshel o lizkayim atu lesho achas lo imono ifi shesu lo yitichon treifu elu nebeir elu nebeir." So the reason is why the Rambam doesn't mention Nitulas Alei. Nitulas Alei, because the Rambam only mentions in detail all the treifes that treife in its eight lungs. But they can live for some time, 12 months. 12 months is, on a relative scale, it's quite some time. Mashenke, Nitulas Alei. So the baby couldn't even live for 1 hour. So the melee, it's not treife, it's neve. It's the way. Now this doctor, so he said, you see, the Rambam, he was a doctor, so he wasn't so naive. So he said that this is the way, because you couldn't live. You couldn't live for more than 5 minutes. So I said, because the Mishnah says in the Rambam, you couldn't live even 1 hour. So apparently, because the Mishnah realized that it's possible for a behemoth to live with the heart being taken out for almost an hour. Otherwise, if the Mishnah felt he couldn't live for more than a few minutes, so he wouldn't say an hour. So why does the Mishnah say, "Vivishesu v'tikon nedelo, v'treifo el nedelo"? So it's not because it must be dead the first minute after we take out the heart. No, because since, I mean, everybody agrees that a human being or a behemoth with the heart taken out without, you see, during the open heart surgery, so they have the heart and lung machine attached to the patient. So that's the substitute, you know. So that fulfills the function of the heart. But without the heart and lung machine, a behemoth certainly, a human being or a behemoth couldn't live for an hour. So the male sins without anything, without any special device. So a behemoth or a human being couldn't live even for an hour. So male al-kidinim becomes affected in this animal. Just as the Shach in Sinai Lama Gimut says that according to the Rambam, when the Rambam says that Yikubes Aveshet is the male, so it means it's affected to the Nisan Avela Mechai. What it's kechai, even if Bobo Simoni Makot is considered kechai. It's kechai. He can, if the husband had his Bobo Simoni cut, kule, and he was mitzabe, the sefer to write again, so the get is a valid get. The Gemara says in Shorze. Certainly, when the patient is not kule, so he could not be considered as dead out today. And still, according to the Shach's Pshat and the Rambam, so it's affecting the Nisan Melech. Fetzin Avele. So it's our Chayim Dom Yitzchak, it's a Fetzin Avele. So here too, since it could not live even for 1 hour, so Mele it's a Fetzin Avele. Not because it's dead. It's Chay, it can live. Fine. Yeah, but you see that the Tetzvahs and the two, they are here in the Rabbanshi. And they all, they mention Mitzvahs Aleim, Bein Biyad, Bein Achmas Chayim, Treike, so that means there is no Yisrael. There is no Yisrael. Why not? Because true, he couldn't do it for an hour. But if the Sheikhet managed to share the Behemoth while the Behemoth was still living, let's say at 9 o'clock in the morning, somebody took out the heart, removed the heart from the Behemoth, and then 5 minutes later, he was Sheikhet. And the Behemoth was still alive. So, it's not the time to listen to the Behemoth. So it's only affected in Israel. So that's the machlekes between the Rambam and Tosfos. According to the Rambam, since it couldn't live in for one shot, so maybe it becomes affected with the Yisrael Behemoth, even though it's considered high. And according to Tosfos and the Torah, it's not affected in Israel. It's not affected in Israel. But, now the Mechan. Halev, Yesh Legimu Chalom. Nikav Lechad Mentayim. Vafilu Im Chalev, Tarfish Halev, Seisim. Afilu Im Chalev, Tarfish Halev, Seisim. Even though the peritium, pericardium, blocks it, because that's not Hodim. Avo, Im Shuman Halev Atzmei, that's the epicardium. The Shuman Halev Atzmei, the epicardium, Seisimei is kosher. Because the only reason is why the Gemara says that the chilef talfish alay, the pericardium, so does not block is because it's not mihudek, but the epicardium is mihudek, so the mele that constitutes a protection. V'yein sheili do in hanes tima shumen alay. The in hanes. Stima Shuman Aleim, Uchlisa Visam. There is another Shiva. You see, that the Talfish Aleim, the pericardium, is not a protection, it's a Gemara Mefoshes. Because it's Kikeiba, Mimele, it's not Nudek. It's not Nudek. But Shuman Aleim, the Gemara doesn't discuss. So there is a Machleke, so the Ran says, since the Gemara explains us why the Talfish Aleim is not Seisim, on the basis of the fact that it's also Kekeva. So maybe it's not Nudek, but the epicardium is not also Kekeva. So it is Nudek. But the more the Chayshi, the more that's the Ran. This is the Ran. So what the Mechava says is the Ran Shi. When the Ramor says, is the more the Chayshi. That goes Oshi. V'yei Shlochu Shlomo. Nika Abdul Yigiyal Nicholo. Im Machmas Chaylik Shem. Im Miketu Yomachat Chayim. Nim Tzomachat Olei. אבל כשנדיקה בחוץ חייב ויהיו עדין אם נמצא even though we don't detect any naked in the heart so it's still חייב because how did it get into the chamber of the heart so only by puncturing so why don't we see naked so maybe it healed temporarily I mean but that naked is destined to open up right ויהיו עדין אם נמצא בטרף שלו in other words if it was found if it was found in the pericardium, that's the sac of the heart. So it's also new in the news or at the simple in a god of Shabbat, the Rota, the Cooper Lebar, or that's the Halakha Delis. The Cooper Lebar, the Heimel Zat Halal Alei, Imre Shamachat Gigarin Shal Tamro Ksheo. Because the Gemara says, that when do we distinguish between kupel mevar and kupel mevar? Only if the kupel, the thick edge is thick. But suppose it's not thick, suppose it's a kind of middle, that even the thick edge is thin. But it's not as thin as the thin edge. So then it's trefor. Because the only reason is why you say kupel mevar is not trefor, because it couldn't puncture, because it's too thick. So only if it's in very thick middle. So the thick edge of a very thick needle, so it couldn't go out that way, it couldn't puncture. So then we have to say, it took a root via the simple. Why is it? Masha'im came, if it is a small needle, so even the so-called thick edge is relatively thin, so then we don't attribute it to a root via the symbol, because actually it's unusual for a needle to take a root via the symbol. It can happen, but it's an unusual phenomenon. But when it's in the thick edge, if it's headed with the thick edge, then we have proof that this unusual phenomenon happened. Masha'inke, if the thick edge is also there, so then we don't have any indication that it took this unusual route via the symbol. So it's right. So what is called the very thick edge and what not? If the thick edge is as thick as Kigarin Shotamro, then it's considered thick. But if it's less thick than the garin, than the pit of a date, than the stone of a date, so then it's not considered thick. So it's not destined to come out by puncture. And say the ring came. So then how will it come out? So it will come out by coughing through the phlegm. Vabay motif with the Israel, kichov in the phlegm and the spittle. Kni alei, this is a balach of it. Kni alei, shukni shumen shirei, vishtei, ערוג ישראל, וכן המזרו כבודו שיצא במלוויו, שמיק הפכו ומה שתרים. So that was the two mentioned, two פשוטים. Two פשוטים. So the Mechavah mentions both. Both. Now, so again, every time, now, most of the time, when we find two פשוטים, in the Gemara, so the Mechavah will pass in both the Chumra. Even though the Pshat in the Gemara is like one. In other words, according to one Pshat, now the Gemara says, it's the name of the Kvasa Dimash. But the one pshat is that the Kli Aleif is reference to the Aorta, and the other pshat is that the Kli Aleif is reference, as they say, that this is what the Rishayim mean, at the pulmonary artery. So the name of the Mechavla mentions both. V'chein ha-mizro ka-godel she-yitz ben el-reya she-nitel v'chol v'mashot. Nitel Aleif bein miyad bein mach-maschil etrei. Yeish b'shayim she-yimshim en Aleif dobu b'lei v'yodu k'neit mafrin yinei se-bisak v'nitzo shon. אוי ביובי עליו, קור אדם עושה, ואין צורך לימה ונמצא בכל. נצרח אדם ביובי הבוסו, הרי הוא קור אדם וטרים. Right now, I need to pass it for us. Right now, and this, the Reise Kirin, the nation of certain story that happened in the Bay of Israel, in the time of the Tracy and Tracy, who are about the child. Crazy, and we involved the child. A very strange story. Now, I think that one of the mentioned. Now, the Rosh Hashanah mentioned it, but I think one of these kids did mention it. Why the Rosh Hashanah mentioned the whole thing? Let's see, we have a tshuva in the Chacham Tzvi, in Shulchan Chacham Tzvi, and then the Kriya Shema Priest discusses that Ma'aseh b'riba achas sheposchot ha'megilas ve'hitzia mi'ayin ve'achosu imedes etzel. So there was a certain young girl, she opened up, she was probably a maid and in a house, and she opened up with ha'megilas, and then there was a cat. She wanted to take out the internals of the Tamagilas. And the cat was standing near her. The Omro Hivo, and then this girl said, showing what's on the Tamagilas, that she didn't find any heart in the Tamagilas. Ubalasabayis Omro, but the Tamagilas was Nishchetah. It was a living Tamagilas, and after the Shchite, so this girl opened up the Tamagilas. And there was a chosel, a cat was standing near. So the girl said, "Shall we move to live with Tamagilas?" I mean, she was not a naive woman, the Balasabayis. So she said, "It's impossible, I mean, that this Tamagilas lived for such a long time without a heart." So true, the girl says that she didn't find any. She opened up and she didn't find. So the Balasabayis said, "I suppose that the girl probably looked back for a moment, and while she looked back for a moment, so the heart fell out, you know, and then the cat ended up." Now the question was, is the Tanigilis Muteres or not? So the Shaila came before the Chacham Tzvi. ויכשיל גדיל אדו מטעם שבברוכים שלא ימצא לב לבלך. I mean, it's so unusual, I mean, that the Tanigeles should be able to live to live without a heart. ויתלין an אבו מציא אזרחים. So in other words, even though, I mean, she keeps on, she's convinced, she's taking all the shvuos in the world, I mean, that she watched, she opened it up and she watched, and she didn't turn away her eyes from the Tanigeles, and she just didn't find a heart in the Tanigeles. So the Chacham Tzvi passed it seems it's practically impossible for Tanigilis to live without a heart, and this Tanigilis lived, otherwise it would be Sheikh there. So Mimele, she must have looked away for a second. And that second, the heart fell out, and since the cat was standing, so the cat ate it up. So it's kosher. Italian have been tears rechid. Mew, he made him eating. שראו פסיכס את המגילס ולמצוא ראי. Suppose there are two witnesses who stand all the time and they don't look back at all, and they didn't see the heart. ולמצוא ראי אין אחרדו עשיתם כלום ואתה המגילס טריב אף שזהו דבזור. Now this is what דור חשוב is. So, notice the Chacham Tzvi said that in regard to Yerimo. So, we only had the testimony of the girl, all right? So she could have looked aside. And so we have to detail it. But suppose there are two aiming. And of course, it means, suppose there are two aiming who don't know, who don't have any experience in the anatomy of the aiming. So, I mean, so that's no riot. But let's say the two aiming have to be two doctors who are very well versed in the anatomy of the aiming. This is what Or HaShulchan means. Not just two laymen who don't know, who could make a mistake, I mean, They don't know where the heart is found. So they could, but if the two aiming happen to be experts, and they testify, and they are convinced they didn't look aside, so then, out of Shnai made it open door. New out of the Salem will have the Afshain of Kinosa Timis become a Kosha, the Matil, the Mom of the Poskim Shepin Salizak. So, King Miran is dying. So, So in other words, so this is what he says. So in other words, this is all Hashul Hashim. In other words, here it is. He doesn't reject the Psak of the Chacham Tzvi. That's a Jew in the Chacham Tzvi. Because in that case, there were no two. And just the girl, and that girl is not necessarily a clear in the anatomy of a naive, so she would have made a mistake. But if two aimim who have expertise in the anatomy of the aim, or of the behemoth, if they say they didn't see any harm, so then we have to be matter. So then, if they say, Abishnai Meim of Noma, if they say they didn't find the harm, so that means it didn't have any harm. And let's say there is no hustle either, I mean. Suppose in this particular case there was a hustle. Suppose there is no hustle either, and two doctors watch as they open up the the behavior of the Talgeles, and they don't see any harm. What can you do? So then he says, there we have to come to the conclusion that something unusual happened here. Something is certain, a certain unusual phenomenon happened here. And something is framing, it didn't have a harm. So then it is negative. But there are some achrim who don't agree with the Hashulchan. And we say that this is so unusual, so even if two Eidim who happen to be tzaddiki and experts, so even if they come to Bezdin, so we say that these two Eidim, Kelimunach, they are lying, that's all. Either they are lying or they were sleeping at a time. One of the two. So they don't agree with the psak of the Hashulchan. All right. When Gimel, so then Gimel already went over it, two of them, but we'll go one over it again. Then Reis, when Gimel and Mandal. And Mandal and Mandal is very small.
So we need to fix this. Of the river left. We want to be sure. words, what it means like this. Let's say this is a river. So suppose part of the river was torn out. And then, you have another part of the river. But it's all, you know, tomorrow. So then, it's not changed. And Keshua means the form of the strength. We were looking at his back. Adam Keshua means that his eyes were more than I would have fired. Yerushka's eyes were more than I would have fired. Ajin Kaf. It's a good and clean. Suppose your head in Kazai's but more than I would have fired. Your head is so dry that you just keep some breaking over. You keep some breaking. You have a strength going through the way. So then it's considered it doesn't exist. Because Yogesh to that extent, that it's different, it's bigger, and it's considered as it doesn't exist. So in a way, it's very critical. Abel is not, there's no more. A few people that you know, you know, it's music shape. You don't think that it's still a show of music shape. You don't know a comic going in the kitchen of Fuga shape. But dying in the Fuga with the up shape, you know, which is a public shape. Because of Abel, can we have comic? Behind them is walking shape, they have done this brush.
I'm going to be